Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? We here. In America, welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Information about your disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice, an advocate, voice your concern, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which means inclusion into society, which means living more independent in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Pastor Razor, Reverend Radio Ray, and I am your friendly neighborhood networker, and our motto is increase your net worth, and you'll increase your net worth. And at microphone number two, it's the hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee. Welcome again to you, our listening audience, and you're tuned in to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. And although I've been blind for more than 50 years, every morning I rise, I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Greetings, and how are you today, Miss Renee?
Well, Reverend Ray, I am delighted that I am in the studio. There are 50 to 60 mile per hour gusts of wind here in the DMV, that's the District, Maryland, and Virginia. So I like looking outside and seeing the trees blowing, but I'm glad I'm not out there blowing with them.
I'm telling you, Miss Renee, and I had to take Mr. Ray Tico out this morning. For those who have our dogs, I know you have to take them out to relieve themselves unless you can have trained them to get up on a commode. Mr. Ray Tico haven't got to that point of sufficient skills yet, but it was something with that wind blowing out there. But I tell you one thing, when I had to take my gloves off and do what I had to do, man, I'm telling you, he was blowing, I was blowing, he was pulling me, I was holding on. So, yeah, so I'm sure people, as they see it on the TV, and just so many things had to be shut down. You know, you don't think about a natural wind, and that's when you know there's a God. Now, I don't care what people say about the atheists, the gods, what is those other people that don't believe in the Lord and stuff. When you see something like this,
atheists and agnostics.
When you see nature work like this, and you can't even see the wind, what's blowing, you know that there is a God, okay? So I won't get on that because that's another show. But Mr.
Okay.
Day, let us know what our lineup is for today.
Well, as you mentioned, Mr. Ray Tico, we always begin with the adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico. And then you read the news to us, in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, news which affects the disability and seniors communities. And then you challenge us with your call to action. And our guest, Ray Smith, has worn many hats: basketball coach, commissioner for individuals with disabilities, and now he is a charter member of LIFE, Living Independently for Everyone. So stay tuned to learn why this should matter to you. So back over to Mike One, Reverend Radio Ray.
All right, thank you. And you know we like to start the show with the adventures of Mr. Ray Tico, and Reverend Mr. Ray, and his German Shepherd, seeing our dog, Mr. Ray Tico, that 100 pounds of wonder, brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store. And I just got an FYI for you with Mr. Ray Tico. Reverend Ray and Mr. Ray Tico have had many adventures that would be enlightening or funny right now. But FYI is that you need to, on emergency preparedness, those who have pets, there were really some horror stories where we had the different disasters that you have heard about in the news. So it's so important that you have an emergency kit for your pet as well. Because those who love their pets, when emergency strike, which you never know, you still have to have information in the kit for your pet. So in certain things you will need, of course, documentation. You will need their medication. If they have medication, you need dog food. I mean, you need pet food. You need water. So just think about that as you're putting your kit together, that you put a kit together for your pet. And anywhere from, they say, 3 to 5 days that you need to put this kit together. But I know in New Orleans it was really, really heartbreaking that all the pets and all that was lost or separated from their owners. And if you are a person with a disability and you rely on your service animal, that you need your service animal to be operating at its optimal function. So please think about that or go online. If you just Google pets and emergency preparedness, you will get a wealth of information and suggestions on what should be in your kit and just the duration of how you rotate. And one key thing that was pointed out by the presentation, the person that did the presentation, is a lot of people do not rotate their emergency kit, even for the human beings. Once they usually put it together, they don't go back and change out the water. They don't go back and change out their medication. They don't go back and change out the food. Especially batteries, for those who are going to need battery. And you can get up now these wind-up radios, so you can get your wind-up radio in case the battery doesn't work. And then they have so many solar energy run things, and I think they have a number of different solar watch, like the hosted with the most of Miss Renee have. So just think ahead on what you need to pack and where you need to pack. You might need to have a kit at work. You might need to have one in your car. But really think about your emergency prepared kit. And that was brought to you by the Adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico, brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store. And visit them at thebigbadwolf.com. And you can also call them at 202-747-3434. That's 202-747-3434. And let the owner, Miss Penny, know that you heard about the Big Bad Wolf on Sight and Vision Radio, or you see Mr. Ray Tico strutting around, looking good, his beautiful looking coat, eyes that look sparkling, and I mean, he looks so intelligent just looking into that dog eyes, but all due to the nourishment of the food that's provided by thebigbadwolf.com. And that wolf is W-O-O-F, wolf, wolf. In the news, the good, the bad, the ugly, issues that affect persons with disability and senior citizens. I'm just going to, there's a lot going on with the ADA, the American Disability Act, that was signed into law in 1990, July the 26th, and is really being attacked with business people being in control. They do not want to pay no more than they have to when it comes to laborers, and that's you all and me, employees. They do not want to pay no more than they have to when it comes to benefits, and that means health care and how much they're paying per hour. So there's a lot of things they do not want to pay, and one of the things they do not want to make accommodations, because sometimes they think that costs money for wheelchairs, ramps, braille, and all type of accommodation for a person with disability. So please not only read what the ADA is all about, but also Google and keep up with what's going on in Congress and the Senate, because they are eroding the American Disability Act. They're taking away a lot of our rights. It's a bill on the floor now called H.R. 620. That's the House bill. I'm not sure what the name of it is in the Senate, but with computers you can look all this up. But they're trying to take away in that bill whenever we have a burial problem or a non-accommodating problem with businesses. They don't want to have to be able to address what our needs are or accommodate us. So this bill is going to say, if say you go into a business establishment and it's some type of barrier that you can't get in, or the door not properly wide enough for a wheelchair or for a blind person, they don't have certain braille laboring, it should be in a hotel or whatever that the ADA has specified. Well, now the complainant would have to not only write a letter specifying what their complaint is to the business owner, and then the business owner has 60 days before they have to respond. Then after responding 60 days, it takes another 120 days before they can do anything about it. Now, most people are not going to spend 5 to 6 months tracking down or fighting with a particular business when they go into businesses every day throughout the week. So you need to pay attention to what's going on with the American Disability Act and our rights as persons with disabilities being eroded, all right? And that's all I'm going to talk about, and that's bad, good, and ugly. That covers all of that. And the bad, good, and ugly have been brought to you by the Real-Time Pain Relief, the best pain relief in the world. You just rub it on, and the pain is gone. And my call to action is, people with disability, we have to get out and be more involved. Our hostess will be coming on and introducing our guest today. You'll see that a person with disability have to be involved. We have to be at the table. We got to be able to make a difference in terms of having our input in what's going on for us. So my call to action is, person with disability, you have no excuse because you have a disability that causes you not to be able to do certain things. But all your other functions, you can participate. So we need to be part of the solution instead of just be part of the problem. So my call to action motto is, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, just crawl, but keep going forward. And a double negative, don't just do nothing. Please just do something. Over to our host, Mr. Moses, Ms. Renee, who will introduce our special guest and topic for today. Ms. Renee.
Thank you, Reverend Ray. Now, Ray Smith has worn many hats, basketball coach, and he's currently serving as a commissioner for individuals with disabilities in Prince George's County in Maryland, and now he is creating a nonprofit, Life, Living Independently for Everyone. And so we welcome you, Coach.
Thanks for having me. God bless you both.
Thank you so much. Now, Coach, tell our listeners about your journey from a basketball coach to an advocate for persons with disabilities.
Well, in 1990, I started coaching football and basketball of youth boys in the metropolitan area. Well, actually, both youth boys and girls in the metropolitan area. And one thing kind of led to another, and I ended up getting involved with American Athletic Union, which is AAU, and participated in boys basketball. That took me nationwide, and our program was very prominent. We had some of the best players in the country, and that pretty much still spells that today as we talk. But the loss of my sight in 2007 just changed my whole life. And I asked the Lord, you know, how could I still serve him as a blind man who knew nothing about being blind? And he pretty much let me know that he had me. But he asked me one question, and the question he asked me was, will I trust him? And I spoke his word right back to him. I knew that, you know, speaking God's word, he said his word never returns to him void. So I did that. And when I said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thy understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge you, you know, direct my path. He's been directing my path ever since. So, working with the National Federation of the Blind, also getting involved with Maryland Park and Planning as an inclusion specialist, getting involved with the Ecumenical Health Council, being the chair for that, and then also becoming a commissioner for the Department of Disabilities, which is a government appointment. Then I became
let me put a period right there, because I want to go back just a little bit, because I want to unpack that. You go through the organizations that you're a part of fairly rapidly. But let me back up just a little bit. What was the adjustment once you learned you were losing your sight? What was the interior discussion? I know that you've asked God to guide you and to lead you. And was there ever moments of doubt? Were there moments of confusion? What was the adjustment that you had to make?
Well, in the beginning, once I lost my, when I did lose my sight, the adjustment was fear, of course, and recognizing that I was going to be limited. But then he made it clear to me, because he says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, that I would be able to make the adjustments, and the adjustments were made by both my wife and I and my family. Then I started realizing that muscle memory, which is the things I've done before, allowed me to do some of the same things I'm doing till this day. So it wasn't like I was just completely inept. So that pretty much kind of forced me to have a lot of courage. And, you know, the Word of God tells us fear not, because he's always with us. And I took that and ran with it. I really did. I mean, the courage part of it was really brief. But just trying to find things and figure out things, that was pretty much the and then also being patient, that was pretty much the biggest thing. And I had to deal with that in the beginning. But mm-hmm. once I kind of got to a point where, and I met Mr. Razor and some other folks who were just like me, who were blind, it really made a difference. I felt like I had colleagues out there who could teach me some things, and that's what Mr. Razor did.
We're going to have to take a break, but I want you to answer this question for me on the other side of the break. How did you go from a consumer of services for the blind and low vision to an advocate? So you think about that answer, and we're going to give it back to mic number one so Reverend Ray can pay a few bills and let people know to whom they are listening. Reverend Ray?
You're tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/marketingpulpit and listening to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. We're heard here every Friday, East Coast time, from 3 to 3:30. And you can also hear us on our website, past shows, as this show will be up on our website. Now, our website, please visit us, is at www.sightandvisionradio.com. And our site is SIGHT and visionradio.com. You can also email us if you have a suggestion, a comment, or recommendations. We only take good comments. Email us at info@sightandvisionradio.com. You can also give us a call if you want to hear a real live voice, and that's 301-377-6468. That's 301-377-6468. Now I'm back to our host with the mostest, Miss Renee, and our guest.
Well, Commissioner Ray Smith is on with us now. He's the Commissioner for Individuals with Disabilities in Prince George's County in Maryland. And the question I left with Coach was to ask him, how did he go from being a consumer of services for the blind and low vision to an advocate? So, Coach, if you would answer that question for us.
Sure. One of the things that I've always been, just pretty much since I was a child, I've always been able to help people. I've always enjoyed doing that with passion to see things complete. But then also, I don't like injustice. And then when I found out about a lot of the inadequacies and inept activities for the disabled community, it really kind of put a passion in my heart to see if there are some things that I could do to help. And I started doing that. So the advocacy piece became sort of a natural thing because I was doing it since I was a child. You know, they say you always try to save the persons who are in need, and that was sort of who I was. And so that's where it became, you know, very prominent.
Well, you're a founding member of LIFE, and LIFE is an acronym for Living Independently for Everyone. What do you want to accomplish with this new organization?
Well, one of the things that's interesting is that I'm also a commissioner for SILC, which is State Independent Living Council, which is for the state of Maryland. And because of that, we found, first of all, funding that we would receive was sort of limited in some degree. But we needed to do more because there are so many more things that our disabled community was in need of. So we found a way to do a nonprofit connected to SILC. And actually, while doing that, we wanted to be able to subsidize and kind of create an atmosphere where we do some of the things that SILC was not able to do. So, like, just recently we just had an employment forum, which really talks about the barriers that we face as individuals with disabilities trying to become employed. And that was very well received. We had some organizations here in the county and in the state who are very visible regarding helping people with disabilities to become employed. So we had to get both ends of it. As a consumer, or a person looking for employment, what kind of barriers they're facing versus persons who are in position to hire, what kind of barriers they're facing, because the barriers on both ends. So that was pretty much the whole concept.
Well, now, so the organization, oh, I'm sorry, Coach.
I was going to say, and, recognizing, again, some of the same concepts that we face every day, which a lot of our general public are not necessarily aware of, but, transportation, employment, education, all those things are still inadequate in a lot of cases in most states around the country. So it's pretty
deep. Organization, I'm sorry, Coach, I think we're having a little lapse here on the transmission. Does an organization headed by a person with a disability bring a unique perspective to providing services for other persons with disabilities?
Yes, it does, because we are the ones who actually are engaged, but also we feel the experience of it. Most persons who are in our general public, they don't feel the experience of it. They don't know the depth of being frustrated because you are being told you can't do because they don't have accommodations and things of that nature. And we just fight for those things, but at the same time, it's really something that they, a lot of times when our general public realize it, they have their aha moments. I didn't realize that. And because they don't have to deal with it every day, it's not something that really impacts them. So
I do understand. I know that we're running out of time as usual, and we find that this is such a fascinating subject. But Reverend Ray has some questions he wants to ask, and so we will go back to mic number one.
Thank you, and welcome again, and thank you, Coach, which everybody know that listen to this show, that you and Pastor Duvall have a show that we entertain every so often now. And so tell us a little bit about the Equitable Health Council report.
Well, the Equitable Health Council was a program the Lord led us to, really, to create an atmosphere of health and wellness for persons in general because of the obesity that we face here in Prince George's County. It's a major problem, creating a lot of chronic illnesses. So anyway, we decided to do that God's way. We want to go through God's word, see what God's word said about what it means for us to be healthy, wealthy, and also wisdom. And we generate that every Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 9 at 401 Edenson Road in Bladensburg, Maryland. And so Pastor and I, we've done that for an hour and a half every Monday, except for the first one. Because the first Monday, he and his wife have to have date night.
Understand? All right, don't put in the ideas that's not already in my hostess with the mostest, so I have to take that up. I don't want a Pastor Duvall outdoing me in my marriage. But again, that address is it's 4109 Edmondston Road, and that's in Bladensburg, Maryland. And that's other than the first Monday. You could be over there at 7 o'clock, is it, Coach, you say?
Yeah, 7 to 8:30, yes. Uh-huh.
7 to 8:30. So come over and limber up that body. And Coach, my observation has been a person with disability, just because they end up with a disability, some limitation, they still need to address their health. And, I mean, and there are some type of exercising that you can do to optimize what limitation you do have, and I know the I have attended some of those exercises, and Miss Lady really worked you out, but she also is able, and you give her name and tell us how she's able to adapt exercises to include those who attend that do have a disability.
Yes, Miss Holly Foster, she's our trainer. Physical training, she's certified, but she's also a certified nutritionist. So she combines both those initiatives to help with our disabled community. And one of the things she's always telling me, she says, it's weird because, you know, she's facing us, and she's trying to get to a point where she's used to giving us instructions from right to left and left to right. And sometimes, you know, she's realizing that she's, you know, she has to do it the opposite way. Anyway, it's been a matter of practice. But she's very sensitive to persons' abilities or inabilities to maybe move in certain positions and things of that nature. But she takes very good time to make sure they are. And then she gives us a regimen to stay on. So she does an incredible job. And we actually have a lobotomist who takes our BMI every day when we are working out. So we're aware of our pressure, blood pressure, weight, and you know, just how our heart's rating, you know, running and things of that nature. So it's pretty good. And now we've added to the program a nurse. And our nurse, her name is Nia Williams, and she's actually a certified RN, and she does that. So that's pretty good. Just keep the medical perspective for what we're doing.
All right. Well, we hear the music, and we're up against it, and we will have you on again to tell us about this new organization, Life, Living Independently for Everyone. So, Coach, just give us a contact number, how to get in touch with you for those who are losing their, becoming disabled, and want to continue living a productive life. Just give us a number, please.
Phone number, 240-510-5883. And you can ask to speak with Ray Smith, and I'll be able to accommodate you. Just leave me a message, and I'll be able to accommodate you.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach. Have a nice weekend. And our time is up. We thank you for your time. Until the next time, this is Radio Ray. And I like to say, I might not have sight, but I can have vision, vision, vision. God bless and be blessed.
Amen.